Welcome to the Carzolini Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world, as published in Carzolini.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Beth Adams, and here's my co-editor, Dave Bonta, to introduce today's feature.
William Dereski teaches at Keene State College in New Hampshire. His most recent collection of poetry is called Waiting for the Angel, and he's published three critical studies, including Robert Lowell's Shifting Colors. His essays, poetry, and reviews have appeared in many journals, including Massachusetts Review, Notre Dame Review, The Alembic, New England Quarterly, etc.
With Nebuchadrezzar in Jerusalem. Just because Jeremiah complained, God turned over Jerusalem to Nebuchadrezzar, who burned it. Not that we didn't enjoy splashing fuel around the temple and cooking the so-called great men in their houses. Not that we minded toppling bronze pillars and stealing oil lamps, pots, shuffles, snuffers, copper vessels, fire pans, and scraps of gold and silver. Not that we paused an instant before we murdered 80 men at Riblah and set that corrupt old slob Gedaliah in the governor's seat. But Jeremiah bothered us with his offhand eloquence, his pipeline to heaven, who explained how to read the dry sticks and bones in the desert, who bribed him to squeal on his own people, who directed him to pray to the Pantheon's weakest figure, a god who'd quickly see the logic of the anti-Semite, who knew he'd like the taste of ash on his tongue, the screams in his ears, who taught him how to invoke Nebuchadrezzar without smiling, like a child who just killed a fly.